Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I've often been told throughout my life that I am a person who wears my heart on my sleeve. And not because I have such a big heart or I'm a super sensitive person, but I think because I don't hide my emotions very well. If I'm happy, people around me know that I'm happy. And if I'm frustrated about something, people also can very easily tell that I'm frustrated about something. Folks don't usually have to guess what I'm thinking and feeling. They simply look and see. While my heart may not literally be hanging on my sleeve, it might as well be, because my emotions always seem to be visible for all to see. But not everyone's like that. Some folks are much more guarded with their hearts and much more secretive about their emotions and their feelings. Other folks have been so hurt by people in their lives and their life situations that they keep their heart under lock and key, determined not to let anyone into it or anyone near it so that they don't get hurt again. And thus it would appear that those type of people, for those, that there's really no way to know where their hearts are at. But that's not really true. For while not everyone wears their heart on their sleeve, everyone does have a tell. You know what I mean by that, right? When folks play poker, maybe you don't play poker, but if you did, they try to be as discreet with their motions and their emotions as possible so as others, not to let others read what kind of hand they're playing. But you see, most folks have certain habits. A sigh. A leaning to one side or a leaning back in the chair. A scratching of their head. Something that gives away what kind of hand they've just been dealt. This automatic subconscious movement is called a tell. Well, in our scripture reading today, Jesus informs us that we all have a tell with our hearts. According to Jesus, you can always tell where a man's heart is according to one specific thing in his life: his treasure. Jesus said, "For wherever a man's treasure is, there his heart will be also." Which leads us to the question, so, where's your heart? Would you like me to tell you? I could. All I'd have to do is take a look at your checkbook record or your credit card statements or maybe your calendar to see how you schedule your time, and I could tell you exactly where your heart is at. Now, my guess is that most of you wouldn't want me looking at that stuff. And for one reason, because you wouldn't like what those things would tell me. The truth be told, though, whether I or anyone else ever sees those things of yours, God sees them. And He knows exactly where your heart is at. A number of years ago, the singer, I don't know what you call her, actress, famous person, Cher, what do you call her? Okay, sang this song, which she asked this question: "Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so? And then in that song, she goes on to answer her own question. She says, if you want to know if he loves you so, it's in his kiss. Somehow it seems that in the world of romance, the kiss reveals a person's true feelings and passion, or lack thereof. You can fake love for a while. You can be nice and you can buy gifts and such. But your kiss will always give you away. At least according to Cher. And of course, who would ever doubt Cher, right? And so it is with respect to a person's life. Where you spend your time and your money and your energy reveals what it is that you most treasure in your life. And what you most treasure shows exactly where your heart is. Now, maybe not where you think it is or where you want it to be, but where it really is. And thus, if you say to your wife that she is that person that you most treasure in your life, but when you come home from work, you spend 4 hours sitting and watching television, only 5 minutes saying hello to her, you might want to rethink what message you're sending to your wife about how important she is to you. And if you tell your friends that you so much treasure their friendship, but you never have time or energy to ever do anything with them or to keep in touch with them, you might want to rethink what's really important to you. And if you tell God that you love him and that you are so grateful to him for all that he has done for you and continues to do for you, yet your worship life only happens when other stuff isn't on the calendar, and you only give an offering if you're sitting in the pew, and only then you give what you can afford, you might want to rethink where your heart really is at. And you can think and you can say all the right things about how God's the most important thing in your life, but where you spend your time and your money and your energy, well, that tells God where your heart truly is at. You can lie about it to me. You can lie about it to others. You can look in the mirror and lie to yourself about it. But you can't ever lie to God about it. So, again, where's your heart? Where's your treasure? Do you offer to God the best of what you have? Or merely a token of what you have? I don't know what you all give God. I do know what God has given you. He has given you the kingdom of heaven. And he's done this by offering up his son Jesus on the cross of Mount Calvary to bring you the forgiveness of your sins. And he raised him back to life on the third day to give you the gift of everlasting life with God. God showed us what it is that he most treasures. God showed us where his heart is at by letting his son die on the cross for us. You see, you are what God treasures. And thus, Jesus said in our gospel reading today, do not be afraid, little flock, for your father has been pleased to give you his kingdom. And thus, don't be afraid to give God your best, or afraid to give God his due, being afraid that, you know, there won't be enough left for you. God knows your needs and He will provide. He's been pleased to give you the kingdom. And therefore, I encourage you to spend your time, your money, and your energy seeking and serving Him, showing Him that He is what you most treasure, bearing witness to the fact that your heart is truly with Him. And when you do this, He makes us the promise that everything in your life, all the needs of your life, will be taken care of by Him also. That's His promise. Next Sunday, we're going to have our pledge box out here on the altar area. And we're all going to have the opportunity once again to make our pledge for the coming year. I hope that you will make that pledge and seek to honor God in that pledge in light of Christ's sacrifice for you and in light of the promise that He has made to you. And also in light of the message that your pledge then sends to God about where your treasure and your heart is at. I trust that you will pledge in a way that demonstrates the true location of your treasure. May we thus truly offer up to God our hearts and allow Him to take care of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen.